In a setback to U.S. rebuilding efforts, the U.N. Secretary General made it clear in a report today that Iraq remains too dangerous for the organization to take on a major role right now. Kofi Annan's report says his staff will make only periodic trips there. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
4 months after a devastating attack on the UN headquarters in Baghdad, Kofi Annan said he doesn't see the security environment improving, so he's decided to station the UN mission to Iraq in Cyprus, with a second, smaller office in Jordan. Annan also named an interim envoy, veteran humanitarian official Ross Mountain, who told NPR he'll be traveling back and forth to Iraq.
We are very eager to get back in fully, but we are not eager to pay the price we paid in August.
The New Zealander says the UN has continued to work on humanitarian and reconstruction projects in Iraq, even without international staff there. And he argued that the UN could advise Iraqis on the political process from abroad, just as well as it could under the current security environment in Baghdad.
We can't live in fortified bunkers and do our job. So being inside and being in that situation doesn't help us a great deal.
The Bush administration has said it understands the security concerns but wants to see the UN more involved as Washington prepares to hand back power to Iraqis next summer. At the State Department today, spokesman Richard Boucher reminded Kofi Annan that the next 6 months are key.
We do think they can play an important role, even if they're going in and out. Obviously, we also think they can play a more sustained and in-depth role if they're there.
But UN staffers are still scarred from the August 19th attack that killed the UN Special Representative to Iraq, among others. The UN Development Program's Julia Taft recently told the Women's Foreign Policy Group in Washington that her colleagues feel vulnerable after Sergio Vieira de Mello's death. That's why she says the UN plans to have a really light footprint in Iraq.
His loss absolutely seared the organization. Others, too, had very special places in our broken hearts. And I have to share that with you because I think there's some perception that we just picked up and left, when in fact we were absolutely shaken by this.
Taft remains hopeful that the lack of security won't deter donor countries from fulfilling the pledges they made at a recent conference in Madrid. It remains unclear, however, how much will end up in Iraq in the near future, beyond the $18.6 billion that the U.S. pledged. The latest World Bank tally shows that other donors only specified $685 million in grants for the next year. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.